Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's the other side of the fun drive. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you to everyone out there who helped us get to the other side of the fun drive. We appreciate every single one of you.
Well, last time I left us with a challenge. Let's clear it up so we can do this week's show. I said, start with the phrase fundraisers. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a seven-letter type of seafood and a related four-letter word. What are the words? Sardine and surf.
All right. On February 9th, 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt reinstituted year-round daylight saving time. Called wartime, the act signed by Roosevelt standardized the observation of daylight saving time, which had been optional since the end of World War I, after Congress overrode President Wilson's veto of the act that mandated it. Over the years, daylight saving time has started and ended on different dates, and there are periods when it was observed year-round. This week, we'll have our own daylight saving time, in a sense, with a quiz in which each of the correct answers has the word night in it.
Okay.
What 1978 hit song by the Bee Gees spent 8 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, was the best-selling single of that year, and appeared on the soundtrack to a movie that shares its title, except with the word Saturday in front of it?
Night Fever?
Correct, of course, from the movie Saturday Night Fever. And that song was the third of six consecutive number one singles for the Bee Gees, and that ties them with the Beatles. Painted in 1889, about a month after he voluntarily admitted himself to an asylum, what Vincent van Gogh painting depicts the view from his window just before sunrise, including a crescent moon, the planet Venus, and a number of other celestial objects?
That is Starry Night.
That's right. Officially the Starry Night, but we'll give it to you. And that was one of about 20 views that he painted from his window, but this is the only nighttime one. Subtitled What You Will, what Shakespeare play is believed to have been written for the end of the Christmas season in the early 1600s, and tells the story of twins Sebastian and Viola, who are separated in a shipwreck and, through a series of comic circumstances involving mistaken identity and disguises, eventually reunited?
That's Twelfth Night.
Yes, it is. And the 2006 romantic comedy film She's the Man, starring Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum, is based on that play. A young boy named Mickey dreams he floats out of his bed and downstairs to help a group of bakers prepare a cake for the next morning, at one point falling into the batter and almost being baked into the cake. Written in 1970 by Maurice Sendak, and frequently placed on lists of controversial or banned books, what is the title of this book?
I don't know.
This might be one where you either know it or you don't. The title of the book is In the Night Kitchen, and according to Maurice Sendak, that is part of a trilogy of books about development, childhood development. In the Night Kitchen is the toddler stage, and the maybe more famous of his books, Where the Wild Things Are, is the preschool stage.
See, I know that one.
And finally, Marcia Warfield played a bailiff named Roz, John Larroquette played a prosecutor named Dan, Marky Post played a public defender named Christine, and Harry Anderson played a judge named Harry, on what NBC sitcom that originally aired from 1984 to 1992?
Okay, that's Night Court.
That is indeed Night Court. Very good. And as a callback to an earlier question, Night Court was produced by Starry Night Productions. Have you read In the Night Kitchen? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or if you can't sleep through the night and you want to look at some extra credit, go to WAMC.org/anyquestions, where you'll also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase spring ahead. Change one letter to an I, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, four letters, that names things an audiologist might recommend. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and I hope you have a great night.
We will see you in seven nights. Bye.